When you wake up to the fact that the whole system's in darkness, it doesn't matter if it's YouTube, Yahoo, email, the governments, the cultures, the legalistic churches, the 501(c) denomination, which means D-name. 501 is D-I. 3C is 33 unity. So the 501(c) is set up to divide the unity. The corporations. What are the corporations? It's just a fake church. The corporations try to create a community in a business, which is a dead corpse. The corporation is a dead corpse. So the corporations are just mimicking the body of Christ, the spiritual, true body of Christ. The 501(c) churches, they're doing the same thing. You can go to one. They'll ask you to join before they ask if you're saved. They don't even care if you're saved. They want you to join. You don't let somebody join. It tells you right there, you don't have to join because it's a birthing, a spiritual birth. So they want you to join, but they don't care if you're born again. They'll never ask you. They just want the tithe. It's like a business. The pastor has to show the tithe to the bank to get a loan. They have to show the number of heads walking through the door and the tithe and the membership to show to the bank. All your holidays, Christmas trees, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, all of it. It's all just foolishness. It's a system that is multidimensional, and it's, you know, the Jezebel. So when you got a Jezebel legalist running a church or a business or whatever, what are they trying to do? They're trying to bring you back under bondage. They're brainwashing you with works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. They're brainwashing you. You're being brainwashed by the whole system every day. You get these notifications on your phone of stupid stuff. Let me tell you the trick of the witches. The witches, like the people who read their palm, I'm not saying anybody, people go and they go to these palm readers and people pay them money, right? Well, you're going to do this. They're putting the thoughts in the person's mind and then that reflects back because they're thinking about it. What you think about appears in the hologram. It's a hologram. A hologram is a story. Completely written, the story of Christ. So they're trying to put thoughts in your mind. They're trying to put, they're trying to secularize you. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you to forget God and go about your day to make money, to build this, to do this. But it's not. But God's not. Even churches, you better come to church. Why don't they say, well, you better get close to God? They want you to go to a building and worship a building and go to a church and worship some 2x4s and some sheetrock. You better not miss a day of church or you're not right with God. Well, the Bible says, what are the works of God? To believe on His Son whom God has sent. You want to be right with God? Believe on Jesus. This whole thing is a psyop. You're being attacked. And the culture program. So let's say you got somebody in your house that you're rubbing shoulders with. You're rubbing shoulders with somebody who's being brainwashed by the radio, the music, the TV, the culture, Joe Rogan and all them people. They're listening to that and this secular. Nothing about God and all their stuff. And so you're rubbing shoulders and that person comes back through the door at your house and they're talking about the worldly wisdom. So you're being bombarded even in your own house through a proxy. There's a proxy war on for you. Co-workers, people in your house, people at church. You go to, I used to think, why? So I go to church and they're talking about basketball and football, which I don't even, that doesn't even register in my brain. Who cares? It's the same game. It's just a red versus blue. It's the same repeat over and over. Can't you see the repeat? Can't you see it's just a different shirt on a different player? This, they're celebrating something that's just a repeat cycle. Even before I understood time was, I knew it. I thought I would go, I would sit there and I'd say, why do people spend all this money to go to the Super Bowl or hockey games or whatever? And it's just the same stuff over and over and over. And they don't wake up from it. I just don't get it. How can they not wake up? How can they not see it? It just doesn't add up. Something's not adding up. Not adding up, people. And if it don't add up, there's a reason. It's all a psyop. It's all a mind game. It's all narcissistic. You're in a Genesis 3 repeat. And what was happening in Genesis 3? To get you to forget God. Hath God said? And what else? You can be God. The same Genesis 3 repeat is happening right now, wherever you are. The flesh mind versus the spirit mind. God's word or your own ideas. And everything unfolds from Genesis 3. Everything unfolds right there. The offspring of Cain and Abel. Genesis 3 had an offspring. Genesis 4. Everything unfolds right there. You see Cain versus Abel, flesh versus spirit. AI, flesh mind versus born again, faith. The flesh mind. Something just fell in the house. The flesh mind. This must be important. The flesh mind does what? Walks by sight. The spirit mind walks by faith. That's why they don't understand you. And that's why when you stand back and you look at them from another perspective, even if you're in a conversation with them and you're sitting there listening to what they're saying, you're like, who are you? What are you? What are you speaking? You're speaking earth plane. Yeah. It's obvious what's happening. You're being brand, they want to brainwash you to be secularized. Instead of God in your mind, looking for the return of Jesus and seeing past all the earth plane stuff, they want you stuck in secularism. They want you to forget God. That's the whole, you're being bombarded with it every moment of every day. Not even joking.